In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reginald and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, you guys want to know what the first play is that the Texans are going to run against the Indianapolis Colts?
Oh, yeah.
I think I know it.
What is it?
That's my confession. I think I know what play they're going to run against the Indianapolis Colts. First play for scrimmage, C.J. Stroud. Remember the first play of full pads in front of the in the open practice? It was a red zone down the right sideline to Stephon Diggs. First play today. Inter-squad joint practice against the L.A. Rams. 50-yard toss to Stephon Diggs. They're going to Diggs. They're going to make a little statement. They made that little statement in the first play that they went into pads. Made that little statement on the first play that they went joint practices with the Rams. They're going to open with a little sideline wheel route, or not a wheel route, sideline route down to Stephon Diggs. Just a gut. Just my gut reaction, my gut confession.
Okay, and CJ talked about it today about like the natural connection that it seems like he has with Stephon Diggs and how it's continued to build.
Got
to
make that statement, man. Camp.
Yeah, I mean, and a little bit of deference to the dude who comes in and the vet receiver now in that starting corner. Mm-hmm. So I could see it. I could definitely see that.
They've shown it twice.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Clint Sterner, Seth Payne. They got me scared.
They got you scared.
They got me scared in a way that I didn't think I was going to be scared, right? Like, Bobby Slowick is a young play caller, but he is a damn talented one that has gotten a lot of praise. And hell, the people were ready to give him a head coaching
job. May have been offered last year.
Right? But when it comes to running offense, people immediately were like, all right, comfortable what he's doing. But with the running game, especially before Joe Mixon got behind the first team starters in practice today, like, there was a lot of talk about, oh, Damian Pierce is not making the most of what's there. But then also, those guys were like, hey, the run blocking isn't, we're up to snuff in some ways. Mm-hmm. And Clint, yesterday on the drive, was mentioning that sometimes the actual, like, scheme of the run, run play doesn't make sense. Because you're leaving dudes unblocked in a way where you're trying to get hats on hats with the direction or wherever you're going to ultimately block it up. And I went and I got on the old faithful all 22.
That's always dangerous.
And I was like, wait, no, hold on. He's right. Yeah. Why did y'all leave him unblocked? Right? Why did you leave that guy unblocked? And I'm not here to tell you that I'm like the super, understand the nerdy football guy, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like when it comes to running, you definitely don't want to leave a linebacker to get to the point that you're trying to get to.
He's ripping the O-line.
So I was like, wait, hold on. No, that's not even the O-line. That's a scheme, Bobby. Is this an issue? Is making sure that the run plays are all perfectly sound?
Hey,
is that an issue?
This is confessions.
All right, yeah. I'm a little bit scared, more scared than I previously was on that front.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So you guys are familiar with Brittany Renner, correct?
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, is she local?
She's not local. Okay. Mm-hmm. She's not local, but she's all over the place.
She sure is.
No pun intended. But she, I ran across her page recently, actually yesterday, and I know this.
She just happened to stumble across that, huh?
Just so happened.
Mm-hmm. Wonder how that happened.
And this is the crazy part. I didn't even recognize. I didn't even know it was her because she was covered up.
Uh-huh.
So.
such a wild way to say it.
I need to see her uncovered.
No, then like, she was literally covered up. Yeah. I'm talking about, like, I'm not sure if she went Muslim or what.
Oh, she put the hijab on. And
yeah, yeah, she had everything going. She was totally covered up.
I see what you're talking about.
And I said, wait a minute, what's going on?
Oh, so, I see it.
So I went to her page. I started going down her timeline. And there's multiple videos and pictures of her covered up, mm-hmm. like over the past month or two.
Yeah.
Well, that's assalamu alaikum to her.
Yeah. You know?
Hey, I got to confess, man, this kind of made me a little sad a little bit because every time she come across my timeline.
It was a little pick you up.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. Yeah. I see what you're working with. But now she's totally covered up, man. That's. To me, and look, of course, I had no chance to get with her, nor do I want to get
with her. Yeah, like, let's start with the second part first.
Yeah.
Happily married
man. Yeah, I'm good. But sometimes, you know, as a married man, it's cool to just kind of scroll and look.
Yeah, for
is
sure.
Is it? I hadn't noticed.
Yeah. So
because you don't delve in those things.
Yeah.
You don't delve in such things.
I'm a little bit sad about this, man. Like, happy for her. Maybe this was good for her, and she changed her life and all that stuff. Found God. But I'm a little bit sad about this, man.
I'll tell you what, though, and I shouldn't even say that.
He's on the page right now.
She makes it look good. she makes it look good.
Hey, man, if I was single and Muslim, I would be all over that.
She makes it look
but
good.
But I'm a little bit sad, man, seeing her covered up
Sister
like this.
Sister Brittany, would you like to go pray a little bit?
Man, I gotta do. Well, no, I don't. Watch this. All right, I got two driving-related confessions back-to-back here. Ooh. Indulge me on this.
Go for it.
Because I'm driving home from Twin Peaks yesterday, and I went down Washington Ave because I had to pick up a prescription or whatever. So I'm on Washington Avenue, and I'm next to a guy in a truck.
Okay?
Just a work truck by himself, not with other guys. And there's three or four women walking down the sidewalk about to walk into a restaurant. And he honks his horn twice. And I'm like, what are we doing as men? Like, this is all we got. This, like, and by the way, what did he expect to happen? He honks his horn. You know, the old, like, the dude is clearly, you know, in his 40s, 50s or whatever, driving by himself. And hey, does he think they're going to stop everything and hop in the truck with him?
Yeah, I didn't. I had not considered, like, what did you think the end goal was?
Yeah, what's going to happen? What do you think is going to happen? Is this all we have? Are we that dumb?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we are.
Are we that dumb? And then there's this one. I keep driving down Washington Avenue, headed to my house, and I've seen this multiple times, more lately, it seems, than before. Can somebody explain to me, because I don't understand, if you have a Jeep, more power to you, cool. But if you have a Jeep with two gas cans clamped to the sides of it. Have you seen this trend?
I have.
I haven't.
People put gas cans, like plastic gas cans, to, I guess to make it look better or whatever. Like they clamp them on the sides of their Jeep. And I'm thinking, where the hell are you going? Where you're going to need extra gas. There's not going to be a gas station.
No, that sounds like The Walking Dead or something.
No. I absolutely
I've seen
not.
It in The Walking Dead.
I've seen it like
when they driving around
three
with
or
the
four
gas
times
cans.
In the last couple of months. Like somebody driving their Jeep and there's... It's like an accessory. You can attach gas cans to the side of your Jeep. And I'm like, there's 7 million people here, and you're going to have to drive a long way to where you ain't going to find a gas station. Like, why do you have, like...
Do it look cool?
Where are you going, exactly? Where are you planning to go where you need extra gas for your Jeep?
Yeah, I do think Fig is right that this exists within the rule of cool type situation where they feel like, this looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I thought, and this is, I don't know if this is me being cheap or me having maybe some latent, maybe klepto tendencies in there that I had not really examined. But all I thought was, if you were trying to use that functionally, that sounds like a lick and a half to me, right? Like, somebody just got gas on the side of their car? Well, let me go ahead and fill up right quick, right? Yeah. If you park that car, I'm taking some of your gas. I'm sorry.
I seriously doubt they ever have gas in them.
Okay.
But I'm like, why do you put gas
in? It's probably a fashion statement. I ain't going to lie. I feel like Jeep owners, they have this own cult fan
base.
It
is.
Where
they have because the Jeep Wave and all that stuff.
Because
which is kind of cool.
Because I heard if you had like a Jeep Wrangler or something, like a real Jeep, not like a Jeep Compass that I got, but like a real Jeep, they have like a certain
you
type
ain't
of
got the real Jeep.
Nah, I ain't got the real Jeep. Somebody actually told me that, like, nah, you ain't part of the car. But the actual Jeep Wrangler where you can snatch the doors off and drive cool like that.
Yeah,
I heard they have like their own salute. where they see somebody else driving in the Jeep Wrangler, kind of like how bus drivers, when they see another bus driver,
sure. Yeah, they just kind of they do the two horn. Finger, two or three finger.
Yeah, yeah. So they do that with the Jeeps. So I think that's kind of cool.
They have the little Jeep wave stickers and all. I get all that.
Yeah,
but you got extra gas. Yeah, yeah.
Well,
who knows? You never may need to take a drive to the Mojave Desert at some point.
And 832 does make a point. Look, man, you are prepared then if the hurricane comes through and you know the whole gas line.
You
end up
see
being
the hurricane coming for a week.
And well, and then in that situation, you can get extra gas. You're prepared to have the extra gas together. And
I guarantee you, both you guys are going to see these Jeeps now. You probably hadn't even noticed them.
Probably.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Watch this. These are my confessions. I'm gonna keep going with the sportsy trend on these confessions. I really like what the Rams are doing when it comes to joint practices and training camp.
I do too.
Three preseason games, obviously. Three joint practices training camp wise. Each of them with the team that they're going to face that week. I love that as an idea.
Yeah.
Because the thing that the Texans are getting a chance to do this week, where you get all of the first team reps against first teamers of the other team, and you can put them in the particular situations that you want. Hey, we want to see these guys playing third down situations. We want to see them play red zone situations. We want to see run situations.
Hey, can you run
like
that
this,
again?
Right? Can we run that again? I want to see them work that again. You can do all of that, and then you have a whole game to now give.
You're speaking my language. I've been saying that. The how many times have I said exactly what he's talking about?
But you like, do that. You do that three times in the preseason instead of just doing
totally
that
agree.
Once.
I totally agree.
I love it.
Completely unnecessary. You can control injuries a little better, or at least not completely, but a little better. You know, because it's not all the way to the ground, but it's contact.
Sure.
You can protect quarterbacks in certain situations. No, this is the way to go. They are setting the trend, and I totally agree with you.
So I like sharing news like this. The news of I was today years old when I found out that happened to me this morning. So I was today years old when I found out Lawrence Fishburne was married to Gina Torres.
Really?
I didn't know that.
I had no idea. I seen the picture popped up, and I guess I did my searches, and they were married since like 2001. 2002, somewhere around there.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah.
So Larry Fishburne himself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, if you're not familiar with Gina Torres, she played on Suits. Mm-hmm. She played on 9-1-1 right now. Very popular. And Lawrence Fishburne, of course, we all know who he is. But
yeah.
I had no idea they were together, man.
Fury Styles himself. Okay.
Yeah. So that's, I got to confess that, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't either. You just told me so. And they were together for a minute, too. It wasn't like one of those real quick ones. They were there, what, 16 years?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
16 years?
Since like 01, 02, somewhere around there.
What are you making fun of me for saying 16 is a long time?
No, that is a long time. No, that is a long time.
I know the world I never would have guessed. John?
No, I never would have guessed. I mean, Jayla would have been married 3 times in that span. Maybe 4.
How many people she was with?
Yeah. Yeah.
I will say. Y'all,
was she with Diddy around that time?
Y'all making fun of J-Lo. I will say I do appreciate this. When she's out, she's out. She's like, look, man, I'm not wasting no time in a place that I don't want to be.
Dude, she did it on his birthday.
Gone.
That was sad.
She filed on his birthday.
She got to have an album coming out.
Happy birthday. Here's some papers.
That. Yeah.
Happy birthday. Here's a couple papers I want you to sign. That's cold, man. That is absolutely cold-blooded.
You got one more, John?
I'm good, man.
All right, here we go. Those are your lunchtime confessions in the loop, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey. Thanks for hanging out with us. Sports Radio 610. Always get involved with the program by texting in 713-572-4610. All right, coming up next, let's go ahead and do this. A little bit of cap or no cap.
All right.
Thursday staple that you guys have.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try that out next.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.